This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 20th. God's word for you today is A, B, C, D, F. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 11, verse 26, and it says, "Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never ever die. Do you believe this, Martha?" We have looked at the way of A, access to Jesus, B, believe, and C, concerted effort. The fourth way I am praying will open to you is the way of deliverance. John chapter 11, verse 43 to 44 says, "Then Jesus shouted, 'Lazarus, come out!' And the dead man came out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak into your life. Everything that represents Lazarus, I say, hear the voice of the Lord. Lazarus, come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, and he that was dead came alive." Remember, there is no deliverance without access to Jesus. Without access, without belief, without concerted effort, there can be no deliverance. There can be no D without A, B, and F. Without access to Jesus, without the way of belief being open, without concerted effort on your behalf, people speaking for you in places you cannot speak for yourself, there can be no D. John chapter 11, verse 43 to 44 says, "And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth!' And he that was dead came forth." That is deliverance from death. Everything that represents death in your life gives way now in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance from death, complete and total deliverance from death, intellectual death, spiritual death, economic death, physical death, total deliverance in the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. So, we have gone through A, B, C, and D. The way of E is your assignment. Look at the scripture and discover the way of E in that passage. The fifth way I am praying will be opened to you in this season is the way of freedom. John chapter 11, verse 43 to 44 says, "Then Jesus shouted, 'Lazarus, come out!' And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. Jesus told them, 'Unwrap him and let him go.'" What brought Lazarus out? Lazarus's hands and feet were still bound. So what brought him out? The word. The word of God brought him out, literally. Every aspect of your life, hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lazarus, come forth. The word of God brought him out, bound hands and feet. He did not roll out. The word brought him out and he stood before Jesus. You will think that deliverance is fine, but his hands and feet were still bound in grave clothes. His face was still wrapped, so he could not even see. If your face is wrapped, you cannot see where you are going. You will bump into many things along the way. Then Jesus told them again, "Men, not angels, the people around him, unwrap him and let him go." You need people in your life. and these cannot be overemphasized. Let us pray. Father, let the way of complete deliverance and total freedom be opened to me in this season, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.